by Monday night into Tuesday morning as a second cold front moves through and then drastically colder behind that front. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Juliet Brooks. Here's a look at some of your Friday headlines. As expected, former Attorney General Jeff Sessions will attempt to win back his old U.S. Senate seat in Alabama, possibly replacing Democratic Senator Doug Jones, who won that seat back in 2017. He released the video announcement Thursday on YouTube. Sessions long held that seat before he stepped down to serve as President Donald Trump's first Attorney General. Here's a breaking news update. Ibrahim Yazid, the man wanted in connection with the disappearance of 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard, is now in police custody. Yazid was captured by U.S. Marshals early Friday morning in Escambia County, Florida. Police say that after looking at the evidence in the case, they determined Yazid was in the same location where Anaya Blanchard was last seen and was involved in taking her against her will. Those are some of your Friday headlines. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch CBS 8 and ABC 32. For Alabama News Network, I'm Julia Brooks.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
President Trump has been ordered by a New York State judge to pay $2 million for improperly using his Trump Foundation charity to further his 2016 presidential campaign.
The U.S. and China agreed to roll back punitive tariffs, but only if they reach the first phase of a trade agreement.
There could soon be another Democrat running for president. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg rumored to be jumping into the race.
I'm a New Yorker, and I know a con when I see one.
Juul has now said it will stop selling mint-flavored pods, which have become popular amongst teenagers. The move precedes an anticipated federal flavor ban.
Two little kids in Connecticut are safe after the SUV they were in was stolen while mom went inside a school. The vehicle was found abandoned the next day.
They're down in a long one. Jacobs back in the game. The rookie for the touchdown. The Raiders are going to go to 5-4.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Show 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. Final hour of the Dan Morris Show in the TGIF edition. Can we get your shots in? Well, you better call 272-9228. First-time callers, well, any caller can get in on this weekly farm market get basket drawing, which we're going to do in about 30 minutes. But if you're a first-time caller, your name will go in twice. And great things going on this weekly farm market. And we're at the kind of the last hour here. So you need to put in your order for your Boston Butt, $25. And or your Slabber Rib, $16. I'm telling you, it's the big Boston Butt. It's not a little skimpy thing. It's big. It'll feed you for a while. 280-3276, 280-FARM, 280-3276. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Oh, boy. Okay. Let's see where we want to go here. Let's do Lou Dobbs with Victoria and Joe. DeGeneva. Let's listen into this. It's going to be on the IG report. I think you can look this.
Joining us tonight, Victoria Tensing, former Deputy Assistant Attorney General for the Criminal Division of the Justice Department, Joe DeGeneva, former U.S. Attorney for the District. Let's turn to first the Inspector General report. I'll be in the same position I've been in for 2 years. Are we ever going to see this report?
You are going to see it, Lou, but I am not predicting so much for anonymous sources. Look at that. One says, yeah, before Thanksgiving, sure. Another says no. But I can tell you this, and we have darn good sources for this. It's going to be very bad for the people in the Obama administration. As somebody, my source said to me, it's going to be worse than you can imagine.
Well, that is a heck of a tease, Victoria, that I'm already chomping at the bit to get the thing. Joe, your thoughts on that Horowitz report? It doesn't sound like it's going to be a tepid matter. Explosive, would you say?
I would say explosive, and I would say for people at the highest levels of the FBI, and at the highest levels of the Justice Department, more important, the Justice Department, it's going to be devastating. It's going to ruin careers. It's going to make people have bar problems. It's going to be...
Bill Barr problems.
No. bar association problems. Because what's clear now we know is that the senior levels of the Obama Justice Department were complicit in knowingly submitting materially false applications to the FISA court for an illegitimate counterintelligence purpose, not for a legitimate purpose, but to spy on Americans for political purposes. And it really will end up being the beginning of the greatest political scandal in history. And it's being held up partially because of John Durham's new grand jury, which, by the way, exists for one reason and one reason only, because people are going to be indicted.
Ooh, I like that. I normally don't do Lou Dobbs, but I thought Victoria and Joe were that good. Let's go to JW. JW, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
You can mark one more off that list on the Boston Butts.
Did you just buy one?
I just ordered it.
There you go, my friend. Did you tell me you were Dan Marshall listener?
I sure did.
I really appreciate it. Did you talk to Reed or to the lady in the office?
Jennifer, I believe, was her name.
Cute little Jennifer, yep.
Yep. I'm a first-time caller.
Wow. Hey, JW, you get your name in twice for the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. Tell me about yourself.
I drive a truck.
We have a lot of truck drivers listening to this show. I like that. What do you do, short haul?
I drive local.
Okay.
And I've been listening for a couple of years.
Outstanding. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. I sure hope that last report they gave is going to be true.
Well, I think we may see something next week here. I just have that kind of sense about it.
Yeah, that stuff's getting old.
Yeah, really. Well, what we need is something to happen here. It's like the waiting for your wife to have the baby. I'm like, yes, get on with this thing.
Yeah. Yep.
JW, well, have you been to Sweet Creek, or did you just order the Boston Butts?
No, I haven't been. I just listened to y'all and figured that'd be a good thing to get for the game tomorrow.
You are going to love that Boston Butt.
Well, I hope so.
I'm telling you, it's huge and is so tender.
Well, I hope it is, because I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure it will be.
JW, give me your month and day of birth so I can put your name in.
Okay, it's 6/14.
6/14.
Same as our beloved president.
There you go. It's what time do we do the drawing, JW?
About 30 minutes.
There you go. Right. What's in that gift basket?
$60 or anything I want to put in it.
There you go, buddy. Isn't that a deal?
I'll call you and let you know what I got.
You do listen to this show. JW, good luck, buddy. And if I don't talk to you, have a great weekend. If I do talk to you, congratulations for your name being drawn. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, sir. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Let's go to Connie. Connie, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hi.
Hey, Connie.
Get my name in the drawing?
You want to get your name in the drawing?
I do. Yes. I keep trying.
Here we go.
One day I'm going to win.
Give
September 3rd.
What is it?
September 3rd.
Gotcha.
Connie, you're in. Let me tell you something. If you want to hedge your bets, Reed's telling me these things are going fast here. We're down to 11 Boston butts, but they have plenty of ribs. So if y'all want to get in on the ribs deal, give them a call here. What's on your mind, Connie?
This is not why I called originally, but I don't like the idea of them coming on TV and saying, oh, it's going to be this, it's going to be that on this report that's coming out. How about just wait and let it come out, okay?
I'm getting tired of waiting, Connie. I'm an impatient person.
But anyway, the reason I call is I have a pet peeve, and I listen to people call in, and, you know, Democrats and Republicans, it doesn't matter, but I wish we didn't have two parties. I wish we didn't have parties at all. I wish people had to run on what they believe and what they're going to do and what their viewpoint is and not, because I'm so sick of hearing, great-grandpappy was a Democrat, grandpappy was a Democrat, daddy was a Democrat, I've been a Democrat all my life, I'll be a Democrat till the day I die. Same thing for the Republican, doesn't matter. Because let me tell you, neither party today is what they were when I was born 73 years ago, okay? This is not the party of John Kennedy. They're crazy. And people just need to move on. Maybe daddy did vote for it or grandpappy did, but what is the stance of that party today? How have they changed? Do they still align with your values?
I agree with all that. I think that people... You know, when you have these seismic shifts, it's because the parties have changed, or the people have changed, and they're changing the party. Probably more accurate. And when you look at some of these seismic shifts, LBJ was a seismic shift. Ronald Reagan was a seismic shift in 1980 and 84. Obama was a seismic shift in 2008. Donald Trump was clearly a seismic shift in 2016.
But there again, you have people saying, he's not a real Republican. I don't care. I like his stance. I like
I
don't care if he's got a D in front of his name. If he supports what I support, he's doing what I want him to do, I don't care.
Yeah, and what happened is because those Republicans were saying he's not a real Republican, the person saying that they are the real Republican are out of tune with America. And what you had is in 2016, America voted for Donald Trump. Why? Because of his ideals.
Right.
And that's
right.
What you want.
Absolutely. That's why, and I'm sorry, that's the end of my rant, but people don't vote for a party. You know, vote for the person and what they stand for and what they're going to do. And if they don't align with your values, don't vote for them.
There you go, Connie. You have a wonderful day.
Simple. All right, you too. Have a great weekend.
We have your name in the drawing. Let's go to Scott. Scotty. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Dan. Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. And you?
I'm okay for a cool day.
Yeah, it is kind of a little cooler than normal. Wait till next week.
Nice.
Well, wait till next week. It gets down cold.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Just was listening, and, you know, they talk about the Horowitz report coming out, IG report, and all of the implications, I guess, therein. I'm just curious, what do you think that's going to do for Sleepy Joe's claim of no scandal in eight years?
It will make that go away. Well, first of all, he's wrong with that, but it will punctuate it for us.
Right. Would probably knock him out, I would imagine, yeah?
I don't know if it's going to knock him out. It's a question of how high does this go? And Joe DiGenova was saying at the highest levels of DOJ, that would mean Sally Yates to me. He said the highest levels of FBI, that would mean Comey, McCabe, Rubicki. Well, Rubicki would be the DOJ side of things. But I think you're going to have some pretty high up folks. And then the question is, what did other people know?
Right. Well, you know, all the talk, you know, the text and such about the POTUS, you know, wanted to stay on top of everything we were doing, this, that, and the other. I just have to wonder, is that actually going to lead back to Obama himself?
And that, I don't know. That's why I asked the question. We don't know how high up this goes.
Right. in for. Oh, I have one other thing that bothered me that I heard.
Sure.
And it's probably been a few weeks back, but, you know, Schiff and the whistleblower and how they want to protect the whistleblower's identity. He was having death threats and such as this. And I'm thinking, this guy's anonymous, right? That means nobody knows who he is, except for, of course, Schiff and whoever staff he met with, you know, da-da-da. So does that mean that Schiff was giving him death threats?
Actually, I was telling Dan off air that this guy better, if his identity, well, it has been revealed, it's Eric Charamella. He should be worried he'll end up like Epstein.
Exactly my point, sir. Anyway, that's all I got. Oh, I would like to get in the drawing if I may.
Sir. Absolutely. It's going to give me a month and day of birth.
9/15.
You got it, Scott. Yes, we'll do that drawing in about 20 minutes.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Scott. Let me go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Pretty good. One thing I just real quick before I get to what I was called about, that lady just called you back. I mean, I understand her sentiments, but the problem is you might think this person's a good person. He's a Democrat. And you put him in office, and then he's going with the party. So you done screwed up because, you know, just like Doug Jones, you know, he's not. People thought he was a decent guy, but look at that. He just, you know, stepped all over everything Trump wanted to do. So that don't work out. I mean, you got to get. That's the way this country's set up. I mean, there's always been parties. In fact, there used to be all kind of parties. I used to be in the Whig Party. Now, I should be now because my hair fell out. But
you're that old, huh?
Yeah. But, Dan, real quick, do you still listen to Morning Slow Joe?
I do.
Did you catch it the Love Fest this morning for Bloomberg?
I did. Matter of fact,
he was on there with Donnie Douche.
I was actually going to tape it because of the way they handled it. And but I got too wrapped up in everything else.
Yeah, they were just, oh boy, this is it, man. This is, he's going to come in there. He's just going to, you know, boy, that's a drop a bomb on this whole thing. That ain't going to happen. Look how people took to de Blasio. People in New York hated him. And here's old Bloomberg. He's the guy that y'all remember wanted to cut out the big size drinks of soda, mm-hmm. Cut out the salt, cut out the fats and the oil. You know, I mean, this guy's a nut.
Yeah, well, I think the point that they were trying to make was not that he was going to do well, is that he was going to shake things up. And like I was saying, he's got a bunch of money, and if he saves that for Super Tuesday and puts it in a handful of media markets, he could do some damage to them.
Yeah. I think the person that's most worried, I don't think it's Biden. I think Elizabeth Warren's kind of shook up about this. I think he would hurt her the most. And she, in fact, they were. I saw that little interview they did with her. Boy, she looked like she was a little bit shaken there, stumbling around, you know, and everything. So I don't know. I think it would hurt her the most.
Yeah. Well, what he's got to do is for him to be right, he's got to show somebody else is wrong. And the two people that he's going to show are wrong are Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
But I think the person who's going to take votes away from him will be Joe Biden.
And, you know, nothing looks more ridiculous than we've gone through this now with all these candidates and all these debates, and the Democrats talk about all these great people that are running, and here they are trying to pull this guy out of their hat to come in there and take over. I mean, all these candidates been on TV debating and all this stuff, and here comes Bloomberg, pow, comes in there, and he's going to suck all the air out of the room.
Well, I'm not sure if he's going to suck all the air out of the room, but as I said in my opening, is that this just shows you how lack of good candidates that they have, that Bloomberg feels for him to put in $100 million of his own dollars into this race because he thinks the field is too weak.
I mean, what a mess. They're just admitting that they don't have any decent candidates. Oh, boy. It's getting more fun, though.
It is indeed.
when all these bombs drop and all these, you know, all this stuff comes out, man, next year is going to be, I figure by the early part of next year, there's going to be a lot of people running for cover.
Well, it could be, yeah, it could be sooner than that, but I think you're right. I think some people have some explaining to do, as they say.
Yeah, boy, your show's going to blow up, Dan.
Well, I hope so. I hope you guys still listen to me.
Man, where else can we go?
There you go. I'm the only fan you have in town. Have a good one.
Hey, Dan, real quick, I'm not really going to pick anything on that game tomorrow, but I do like corn dogs.
You like what?
I said I'm not making a pick in the Alabama LSU game, but I do like corn dogs.
Ah, okay. You have a good one.
All right, bye.
Bye. Gotta go to a break, don't we?
Indeed we do.
Gonna be back right after this.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
We'll 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Lee. Lee, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday TGIF edition.
Hello, Dan and Joey. How are y'all doing?
Lee, we're outstanding, and you, my friend.
Oh, better than I deserve.
There you go.
Well, Dan, I wanted to ask y'all a question. Sure. You know, the thing where they're going to use this strategy to keep the Democratic primary candidates or whatever, you know, in the impeaching hearings and all this other kind of stuff, 6 weeks and everything. I see the strategy behind that, but wouldn't it be just better to end it for McConnell just to say, nope, we're not going to recognize it. This is illegitimate. You know, we won't even look at it.
Well, I noticed that when Mitch McConnell is talking about this, he said it could be as long as 3 or 4 weeks, 6 days a week. But he says it could be. Now, yeah, I think what he's going to do is look at it when it comes over, and if they haven't, they don't have anything that any evidence that really looks like evidence, then I think he may dismiss it, unless they want to use it as a platform to beat the Democrats up with.
Right. And you know, the strategy where they were going to keep Warren and all them tied up in the hearings. I mean, really, does that help the Republicans? I mean, they're pretty weak as it is.
It depends if they're stuck there, and then they're having to sit there while they're, say, for example, interviewing Hunter Biden. Think about this. Everything that they're basing this on is on the Ukraine telephone call and what happened in Ukraine. His argument's going to be, I believe that there was corruption there. I wanted them to research corruption, and firing of the special prosecutor is what I wanted for them to research. And then they go start pulling back the layers of the onion of that. What they get to is Hunter Biden.
Right.
And that's
and then it all
breaks. Yeah, then you got Joe Biden, who's in Iowa with Pete Buttigieg. That's a couple if I've ever seen one. And and then he is sitting there trying to answer, because it's very difficult to go do events that you do not, where you cannot talk to the press. It's almost near impossible in Iowa.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, with you, is it going to finally be over if they get into that, peel the onion back? Will they finally shut all this craziness down?
No, they won't. It's what's going to happen. It depends on how hard the hit is on the IG report, and then how hard the hit is on the Durham report. My belief, and people I talk to belief, is the Democrats are never going to accept that happened. They're going to be in total denial, and they're going to go, "This, you're just making this up. This is your guy, your Department of Justice. They're just making this up to make the Democrats look bad. You're doing it for political reasons."
So it'll just be back and forth.
No, the final arbitrator of it is going to be the American public. And I think the American public will see this, if they present it correctly, American public will see it for what it is, and it'll cost the Democrats Congress.
Well, and I just hope something breaks. It's something
me too.
To break.
Me so, too.
I mean, well, Dan, Joey, I appreciate. Oh, can I get into the Sweet Creek?
No. Yeah. Give me your month and day of birth.
12/26.
You got it. Missed it by one. Lee, we're going to do that drawing in just a little bit. You have a great day. Let me pop out these other two calls here. W, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you very much. I have a first-time call. I'd like to get in on the drawing, and I got a couple of points to make.
You
got to
give me your month and day of birth.
11/15.
Your name's going to go in twice. And because you're a first-time caller, then we're putting you in for a general call. And how long have you been listening to the show?
A month or so.
How do you like it?
Good.
Okay. What type of work do you do?
Retired.
I like that. I wish I could do that. What's on your mind today?
Two things. One is we were kind of waiting on three big dynamo reports to come that what Barr's doing and what the IG's doing and what this crackerjack prosecutor is doing.
Well, it's more of Durham and the IG than you have the Huber from Utah. That's the third component of that. But go ahead.
Yeah. We need to see something come out. If it didn't have to be all three of them, but if we could start seeing some real results from what they keep talking about, it would really make people feel a lot better.
I absolutely agree with you, but let me tell you something. This is so big, you got to make sure we're right.
Right. But they've been working on it a pretty good while.
Like I said, this is so big, you got to make sure they're right.
I understand. My other point is, I can tell you for a fact that there are people who have voted for Roy Moore every time he has run for office that are not going to vote for him this time.
Why do you think that is?
I think he's kind of run his course, and I really don't know if he was guilty of the things he was accused of or if they were just made up, but I just don't believe he's going to be able to shake the effect of that stuff, and I think there are better people running.
Interesting. It's yeah, I have to say, when it was between Roy Moore and Luther Strange, there was almost like a choice of trying to figure out the lesser of two evils here.
Yeah. Well, I've always thought highly of Roy Moore, but I just think he's run his course, and they're really good people running, and I know for a fact some people that I know very well are going to not vote for him, although they voted for him every time in the past that he ran.
Well, as we say, we'll know in the fullness of time.
That's right.
You have a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We did a break here.
Okay. Jason, we're going to come back and get your information, but we're going to go to a break, and then we'll come back and get your information and do a drawing.
How many are in there?
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the river region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Capital Pawn Shop or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Capital Pawn Shop, we're putting our money on you.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Caravita Village, where they lead the way in senior living. Cruise into retirement. Schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a brand new, very cool air mass in place just in time for the weekend. Tonight, mostly clear, cold. The wind will die down. The overnight low temperature by morning drops to about 36. Patchy frost first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, high temperature up to about 61. That's way below normal. Sunshine, upper 30s on Saturday night. Nice day Sunday. I think Sunday's high will be around 69. Chances some more showers by Monday night into Tuesday morning as an Arctic cold front arrives. And then that'll bring a drastic drop in temperatures after that. Coldest we've seen this season by far. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Who's 272-9228? That's where we are. Okay, let's do the drawing. Do we sign?
All right, let's do this thing. Turn down Zeppelin there for a second. And the winner is... Ritz!
Get out of of here.
No, I will not get out of here because Ritz is the Sweet Creek gift basket winner.
Our Ritz, the Ritz, the man himself?
Indeed.
I might have to meet him down there.
I think you should.
I think I should too. Ritz, give me a call at 272-9228 so I can hook you up, my friend. I'm going to be there about 2 o'clock on Saturday. Maybe you can we can arrange a meetup. Let's go to Jason. Jason, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good afternoon, y'all. How y'all doing?
We're doing good. Great, Jason, and you?
I'm doing all right. I'm excited about this game this weekend. I've been waiting on it.
I am too, big guy.
Dude, I don't know. I was happy they had a bye week to give Tua time to get his ankle together, but I got to say, it seemed like a little bit of like Chinese water torture waiting on it. But anyway, good thing is it's tomorrow.
It's gonna be a great game. We're the 2:30 CBS game.
Yeah. I think it's gonna be awesome. I'm quite excited about it. I was calling in because I heard you guys talking about the IG report and all that stuff. My question is, do you have any concerns about rolling out the report in the sense that in the Mueller report. The Mueller report came out 430-some-odd pages, 400 pages unredacted. The majority of people didn't read their report.
Right.
The majority of people didn't read the, I think it was about 8 pages of executive summary.
Right.
The majority of people didn't read the 4 pages of crap that Barr put out. They just looked at headlines. So, by virtue of how big this report is, and not just this report, but the 3 reports that was coming out, do you see any issues with the messages in the report being conveyed in a way for everybody to understand it, other than chopped up by Fox or CNN or whoever to kind of tailor what's in there? That's number one. And number two, how high do you think the impact has to go in order for the report to be meaningful? And like, if it's just some low-level aid somewhere that gets slapped on the wrist, that's not as meaningful as if, you know, Loretta Lynch goes to prison or whatever. But, you know.
That's why I played the cut that I did. If it is what they said and it's the highest levels of DOJ and the FBI, that's big. You're right. If it's a low-level person, didn't count for anything. It's just going to be a bit.
Right.
But let me tell you a difference of Mueller and this report. This report is going to be big. It's supposed to be 600-plus pages. But
But
the IG does a very good job, as he did with his first report, of spelling out things and then using addendums that support the information. I think it's going to be a lot like that. The second thing that's going to happen is this is going to go before a hearing. I think the Judicial Committee probably won't even call Horowitz because they don't want to call Horowitz. But I guarantee you one thing, Lindsey Graham will.
Yeah, and I think, especially in the Senate, it's going to get a lot of playtime from them just because they get to control the meetings. But I'm just curious. I was watching C-SPAN the other week, and Horowitz was actually, I can't remember, it was on some panel, and he was talking about the meticulous nature or the meticulous way they scrutinize how they craft the report. And he was saying that he wished more people would read them because the way he would write it, he writes it so people understand what's happened. But once it gets digested by so many different people that have all agendas, then the message that he put in it doesn't make it to the American people. So I was just curious about that because I think the same thing happened with Mueller. I think that same thing happens with anything that comes out of any kind of investigation like this. People just don't read it for various reasons. Probably because ain't nobody going to sit down and read.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Material.
Yeah.
Right. No. Like, we got stuff to do. Like, you know, microwave culture and all.
Well, Jason, the only tip we have that's characterized the Horowitz report so far is from John Solomon. And he's been pretty solid lately.
Well, you have DeGeneva.
DeGeneva. Solomon gave this pretty, this is why I don't think it's going to be low level. Is that a big part of the focus is on the FBI's failure to live up to rules they put in place 12 years ago in vetting informants. And essentially this report's going to suggest they did not vet not just one informant, but several
in a very effective manner, and that goes to the top.
And the other thing is what you're going to have from this, unlike the Mueller report, I think you're going to have recommendations for prosecution. Right. And I think Durham is already, and you get alluded to this. Matter of fact, play the second cut here of DeGeneva and Victoria.
He is now in charge of both FISA abuse and the origins of Spygate, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
The worst political scandal in this country's history. Is anything being held up because of just simply the vast scope of his investigation? Yes.
It's been expanded, Lou, because he is now going into whole other areas. He's gone back into the origins of the investigation. I mean, for those of us who know this business, if you're in counterintelligence and you get a word that a George Papadopoulos has said he heard something, that the Russians have something, you know what you do? You go knock on his door within a week and ask him about it and have him give you the information. Where did he get it and how did he? They didn't do that. They didn't do that at all. They disobeyed all the rules of a counterintelligence investigation.
And it's expanded because originally Barr wanted Durham to just look at the beginnings of Crossfire Hurricane. Mm-hmm. How did this start? How did it happen? But then what they discovered was that they found out from the Devin Nunes experience at the White House in March of 2017 that there had been massive, massive unmaskings of Americans for political purposes, and that those information was given and leaked to the press. And by the way, the Michael Flynn Ambassador Kislyak call, the Russian ambassador, which was leaked to David Ignatius of the Post, is in fact the subject of one of the criminal investigations, because that leak is a 20-year felony.
And I've got another idea for Durham. That is, he ought to bring in Mark's aide before the grand jury and ask him how he knew that CNN was going to be a part of it. Was he talking to James Clapper? Mm-hmm. And did he know that Clapper was going to leak the dossier?
Now, that last part of what she said is an important factor. So, in other words, the whistleblower attorney has said, the coup has begun. That sounds like a knock on the door, FBI, and sitting down and wanting to do an interview and say, why did you say that? What did you know? And why was your client talking to these folks over here? Was this a plan? Because you seem to know something 3 years ago.
And this is what's crazy, Jason, from just a news story point of view, what's nuts is that the impeachment inquiry, that whole process, as well as these reports that are coming out, investigations ongoing, the fact patterns are almost going to start to overlap. It's absolutely insane.
And if you take it from the standpoint of this has been the plan all along, and what they're trying to do is the only way they can, A, save themselves, and then, B, in their mind, save the country, is to impeach Trump. That is their last lifeboat out there. And so if this thing breaks and then Schiff doesn't have anything, which I don't think he does, and I think it's all going to look stupid when they finish this, I think the Dems are going to have a real problem here.
Yeah, I guess my only recommendation is I wouldn't hold my breath waiting for any of this. And two, I wouldn't bet anything I value on really anybody of note really seeing any accountability as to whatever your expectation is of accountability. I wouldn't bet anything on it. And I'm just saying, I'm just real suspect of the whole process just altogether. And especially when you consider in our own state, we got a convicted politician that still hadn't gone to jail because they don't know, they can't define what a principal is. I just think some of that kind of stuff is just real. It's real suspect and it's real selective, because when politics get involved,
on the Bentley thing, he pled guilty to a charge. That's very different than being charged and found guilty.
No, I'm not talking about Bentley. I'm talking about the dude in Auburn or Lee County.
Oh, Hubbard.
Mike Hubbard. I just think sometimes some of those little nuances that politicians get.
The only reason he's not in jail is because he's on bond for an appeal. He was sent to jail.
I agree he was sent to jail, but right now the Supreme Court has the option of throwing it out, correct?
They do. But I don't know if they're going to do that or not.
I don't know if they are either, but my point is that kind of nuance, kind of my new argument that
But let me tell you something. When you go through the process, and he went through the process, they had a trial, found guilty, they arrested him, and then he basically did an appeal. And so he's out on appeal. So if the appeal didn't go, then he's in jail.
Yeah, true. But you guys have a good day.
Take Jason, you have a great weekend. Enjoy that game, my friend.
You do the same, man. Enjoy that Boston butt. Take it easy.
Thanks. Okay, folks, I'm going to give you, because we're running out of time here, and Ritz is on the line. Yay. Okay, Boston butt, $25 for a Sweet Creek Farm Market. But you have to call and get your order in. They're running low. They've got some ribs left because they haven't been pushing the ribs. They've been pushing the Boston butt. 280-3276. You will love the ribs and or the Boston butts. They are spectacular. $25 for a big-sized Boston butt. $16 for the St. Louis-style ribs. Slow and low-cooked. You're going to pick it up, and it's going to fall. The meat's going to fall off the bone. And with a Corona, which Ritz just loves Corona. With a Corona and then some other fun things, they are great. So give them a call, 280-3276, 280-3276. Do not get shut out. Let's go to the phones and go to our Sweet Creek Farm Market winner, Ritz.
Well, hey, I hope this means my luck's starting to change.
Your luck is starting to change, and you are the winner, and you know the rules of engagement here, don't you?
Yes, sir.
You got to call me back and tell me what you got, and how much do you get? What's the gift basket worth?
I heard it's $60.
$60 for the goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farmer.
Well, actually, Dan, should we tell them about it's Swerve Week? It's actually going to be $60 worth of Corona.
Your favorite beer.
Hey, I don't like Corona, but I love a big old butt.
You know, Rich is my kind of guy. Rich, you still have my number, don't you?
Your personal phone number?
Yeah, my cell phone number.
No, I don't.
Okay, Joey's going to give it to you. We're going to put you on hold. And let me know when you're going down there. I'd love to meet you down there.
That'd be great. I'd love it.
Okay. I'm going to put you on hold. Congratulations. Hope I see you tomorrow.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Let's go to a break. The MR Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Rich, you better call 280-3276 so you can get your Boston butt ordered. They're getting low. Haven't gotten a final count here. They got plenty of ribs there. But give them a call. $25 for a large Boston butt from the best place in Montgomery for barbecue? Sweet Creek Farm Market? That's a bargain. Ribs are $16 a slab. I'm going that route. If I got a Boston butt that big, I'd be eating on it like for a year and a half.
Oh,
I'd be thinking that it would be like nuclear war would need to have to happen. I'd be okay then. Let me see the clips real quickly, Joey-san. Yes. Interesting piece on the Secret Service that I want to play for you guys. And you hear me talk about the fact that the Secret Service and working with the Secret Service, they have a way of scoping out and finding problem people. Well, the school system needs to be doing the same thing, and they're going to give you some alarming information. Listen in.
Say that at which clip?
Secret Service. Secret Service.
A disturbing report from the Secret Service. The agency says American schools are still not doing enough to identify at-risk students to keep others safe from school shootings. The agency, which protects the president, unveiled what it calls the most in-depth analysis of school shootings in decades. It studied more than 40 attacks over about 10 years. Jeff Begays reports the findings.
Schools have invested in cameras, alarms, and lockdown procedures to protect students. But according to the report, only 17% of schools where an attack took place had a system to report concerning students.
Early intervention is key.
Lena Alatari is the chief of the Secret Service's National Threat Assessment Center.
Was there one common denominator?
There is no one profile of a student attacker. They varied in terms of ages, backgrounds, social diversity, academic performance.
But there are red flags. A majority of the time, the motive for the attack was a grievance involving a peer, usually related to bullying. And 77% of attackers threatened their targets or shared their intentions to carry out an attack.
Every single student attacker exhibited a concerning behavior.
Okay, and so that's exactly what the Secret Service does, is you there, and they trained us to this. You're looking for somebody that's got that kind of crazy look in their eyes, or they're doing some unusual thing. I told you the story that I was at Bowling Green, Kentucky, at Western University, and I went out the front door through where the magnetometers are to go find a volunteer to see if they were handing out stuff that I want them to do. So there's this guy who saw me walking up with a suit on. He didn't know if I'm Secret Service agent or staff. I got the ear jack in. I got my pen on, so he knows something's going on. And he starts acting a little weird. And I watched him. He's kind of pacing back and forth, trying to look like he's thinking about going in or whether he should go in or not. And he keeps looking over me to see if I'm looking at him. And I'm talking to the volunteer. Then I go back in across by him, and he tries to move away from me. I go back up to the magnetometers where uniform division is, but there's also a Secret Service agent that's there too. I tell him, I said, that this guy's acting really strange. So they go out and go talk to him. They don't go manhandle talk to him.
Right.
They'll ask him a question. What do you think about Ronald Reagan? Right. I think he's a crazy guy. I'm going to kill him. Right. And people will say something. And they found a knife on him.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
And so, and he was a little wacko. And you have what are called CO2. So it's a definition for the nut. It's a code for the nutcase. And you're always in the intelligence division is looking for people who are making threats or people who have been known to make threats. And then they go talk to them and see if they need to go lock them up for a little bit to get them out of the cycle or what. Let's listen to the second part of this.
According to the report, there was only one significant action, like calling the police, taken in fewer than half of the instances where there was concerning behavior. Mary Ellen O'Toole, a retired FBI profiler, says it's an evolutionary process.
There could be days, weeks, months, and many times it's years where the shooter is thinking about carrying out an act of violence.
We have to, as a society, come together to find solutions to prevent these attacks.
Tony Montalto's daughter, Gina, died with more than a dozen other students inside their Parkland, Florida high school.
Had the threat assessment on the shooter been done properly, There's an excellent chance that my lovely daughter and the 16 other wonderful souls that were taken that day would still be here today.
The methodology used in this report is similar to the kind of threat analysis that the Secret Service uses to assess threats against public officials like the president.
Guys, Sweet Creek only has six Boston Butts left. 6-280-3276. 280-3276. They got plenty of ribs. I think they have plenty of ribs, but he told me six are left of the Boston Butts. Give them a call. Sign up. Pick it up tomorrow. You tell them the time. They'll have it ready for you. Do I have enough time to do the Saudi Arabia thing?
I believe so.
This was interesting.
For the first time, federal authorities are accusing Saudi Arabia of spying in the U.S. The case involves two former Twitter employees who allegedly gained access to thousands of accounts. Jeff Begay's reports on what's behind all these allegations.
In custody this morning, Ahmad Abuamo. Federal law enforcement sources confirm that he was arrested in Seattle. Ali Al-Zabara, who is a Saudi citizen, is said to have fled the U.S. Investigators believe the two were working as assets of the Saudi government, and Al-Zabara spied on upwards of 6,000 Twitter accounts, some of whom were known Saudi critics. The men were paid in cash and jewelry. The criminal complaint says Abuamu lied to the FBI about his payments, but received at least $300,000 for his work and tried to sell a watch a Saudi official gave him for at least $20,000. Abuamu and Al-Zabara are accused of working with a Saudi official connected to the family of the country's leader, Mohammed bin Salman. The Washington Post reports one of the accounts they allegedly targeted belonged to a dissident who later became close to Jamal Khashoggi, the Saudi critic and Washington Post columnist who was murdered last year. U.S. intelligence believes bin Salman ordered the killing, which he denies.
Twitter cooperated with the FBI in this investigation, which we're told has not been reported this morning in Saudi media. In recent years, there has been a debate about the amount of user data tech companies have and their ability to protect it. This case, again, puts the spotlight on that issue and how governments try to exploit that information.
Interesting. Saudi's been messing around with us here. Okay, Sweet Creek Farm Market, final time to give you the number, 334-280-3276. Boston Butt, $25, Slabber Rib, 16. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show today.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back Monday. I'm going to keep doing it at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great, he's next. Adios.